I'm going to take one too.
I just had a plate of vegetables. Right there. I call this.
Are you chew it?
I chewed mine because I like to chew it.
Tastes like vegetables.
It tastes like green. It tastes a bit like a nut.
That's not bad.
It's dry. It's not terrible. It tastes much better when you put sea salt on it.
I chew that spirulina one. Will I spit it out?
Yeah, you probably won't like that one. This is the future of fast food. Everyone lives a very fast-paced life. They go to fast food because it's convenient, because we're stressed, because we don't have time to nourish ourselves with proper meals. I get that. But you don't have to eat bad fast food.
We are here on Mentors Collective. I love to talk about nutrition. It's not every day that I get to bring back my medical knowledge and help people improve their well-being, how they feel, how they think every single day. And we're going to be talking about something really fun and unique. I've got Catherine Arnston, founder of Energy Bits, on the show. And Catherine wants everybody to eat algae. So Catherine, I'm excited to have you.
Yeah, welcome. I'm excited to be here because algae's going to save the world. Honestly, there's a few of us in the algae world and we all know the information, and the information's been there for close to 100 years, but it just hasn't been shared. So I'm on a mission to share it.
All right, let's shed some light on some algae. It's funny, I did an episode probably a year back about eating bugs. And a lot of people hear this and they're like, this is like the bug thing,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
Just eat algae, just eat bugs. Why should people eat algae?
First of all, it is its own food category. So people need to know that algae is not a supplement. We sell ours in tiny little tablets. This is microalgae as opposed to macroalgae. Macroalgae is that stringy stuff that washes up on shore, also known as seaweed.
Yeah.
But this is microalgae, and it's called microalgae because it's microscopic in size, and you can't see it with your eye. It is the most concentrated food in the world. We have a quote from NASA that says, 1 gram of algae has the same nutrition as 1,000 grams of fruits or vegetables. 1 to 1,000. So you asked, the question was, why do we need it now? Well, you need it now more than ever because our food supply is so damaged. Our soils are so overcropped that even if you are eating vegetables, you aren't getting the nutrition that you need. And when you eat processed food, you certainly aren't getting the nutrition that you need. So number one, we aren't being nourished, and that causes your body not to have the nutrients it needs to operate effectively. Number two, we're surrounded by toxins. The average adult in America now has 700 toxins in their body, and our immune systems weren't built to sustain that. So as you're going to find out, one of the algae, spirulina, nourishes you and fills all of your nutritional gaps. That's spirulina. And chlorella pulls out toxins. So the two of them collectively work in harmony to provide you with all the things that you don't have nutritionally and don't want in terms of toxicity.
So I'm glad you made the distinction between the gross sea algae,
yes,
that probably gives everyone disease, causes like red tide. That's all algae, isn't it?
I don't want to slam seaweed because it's very good for you because it's very high in fiber. And it has iodine because it comes from the ocean. Microalgae, at least the ones that we grow, spirulina and chlorella, which are the two most popular microalgae. Spirulina is a blue-green algae. Chlorella is a green algae. Most of them are grown hydroponically in fresh water. I will admit that oceans are toxic, and that's one of the reasons why you never want microalgae from any wild body of water, because algae will absorb whatever's in the water. I don't know the macroalgae seaweed industry very well, so I'm not sure what things they are doing to ensure the safety of the macroalgae. I feel badly. I don't want to, as I say, slam it. And when you see a blue-green algae bloom, for example, closing your beach, we're not talking about spirulina.
I see blue and I see green.
I know. Well, spirulina, again, is hydroponically harvested as, yes, a food crop. But what I want people to know is that when the algae shows up as an algae bloom, it gets a bum rap because algae only shows up when there's toxins in the water. You can't see the toxins, but you can see the algae. Algae kills bacteria. It's always killed bacteria. So, and it does the same thing in your body as it does in the ocean. So it gets a bum rap because it shows up and that's what you see. It is toxic because it will absorb the toxins and kill the bacteria. So you still want to stay away from it. But it's there because somebody put toxins into the water. So it didn't just show up to make your day miserable. It's the cleanup crew.
Got it. So you mentioned a really high nutrient density in the algae. What does that mean? Is it vitamins? Is it minerals? Is it proteins? What are you getting when you have a gram of algae?
Yeah, all of the above. So the United Nations has endorsed spirulina algae, we call ours Energy Bits, for 50 years. You can go online and find the global conference that they held on spirulina 50 years ago and declared it the answer to world hunger.
Wow.
Why? because it has the highest concentration of protein in the world. There is nothing with more protein than spirulina algae. Ours is 64%. Now that's by weight, but nonetheless, it's still very, very concentrated, and it's 18 of the 20 aminos, including the 9 your body can't make. So it's a complete protein. So number one, you get massive amounts of protein in amino acid form. Now, when you eat animal protein, your body can't absorb it in that format. It has to break it down into what's called amino acids.
Right.
And that can take up to 2 or 3 days. Most people don't have the factors or cofactors and enzymes and coenzymes to make the change from animal protein into aminos. And so you may eat 50 grams of animal protein. On average, you absorb 10% of it. So 50 grams of animal protein turns into 5 grams of aminos. Well, here's the cool thing. In algae, particularly spirulina, all of the protein is already in individual aminos, so nothing for your body to break down, and you get it immediately. It is 99% bioavailable. So 30 of our tablets would give you 5 grams of amino acids. But remember, that 5 grams of amino acids is similar to 50 grams of animal protein. So I call it very efficient nutrition. Right. So that's number one, highest concentration of protein in the world. Number two, it has the highest concentration of chlorophyll in the world. Chlorophyll's making a bit of a comeback. People know it's very good for cleansing.
I take a chlorophyll supplement.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's good, but you want to up your game, because when you take chlorella algae, mm-hmm. which is the highest chlorophyll in the world, we call ours recovery bits, it has not only 500 times more chlorophyll than arugula, 25 times more than liquid chlorophyll. So you're already getting more chlorophyll when you take chlorella.
It's basically got chlorophyll in the name.
It's chlorella because of the chlorophyll. You're absolutely right. But then you still get 60% protein, 40 vitamins and minerals. When you take liquid chlorophyll, you only get the chlorophyll. Here you get all the extra goodies. And chlorophyll is virtually identical to the chemical composition of your hemoglobin. This is why for centuries, when they used to give people, you know, surgeries, they would always give them liquid chlorophyll to help them heal. Even as recently as World War II, if they ran out of blood transfusions or blood for transfusions, they would give the injured liquid chlorophyll and they would heal just as fast. And it's because the chemical composition is almost the same. So it builds your blood. Number two, chlorophyll, why would you even know this? It's a fat-based pigment. The blue pigment in spirulina, which is called phycocyanin, is a water-based pigment. So why is the fat-based pigment important? Well, your cells have what's called a lipid membrane. That's a fancy word for saying fat. And so that's why you take omega-3 and D3 and E, because you want your cell walls to be healthy. And you do that with healthy fats. Well, chlorophyll is a fat-based pigment. So it heals your cell walls just as well as an omega-3 would. And why is that important? Because when your cell walls are healthy, nutrients can get in and toxins can get out. So already we've known now that algae has the highest protein in the world, 3 times the amount as steak. It has the highest concentration of chlorophyll, 25 times more than liquid chlorophyll. It also has things like the highest glutathione in the world, which is an antioxidant that cleanses the liver and also is very important for your mitochondria. It has the highest concentration of another antioxidant called, it's a mouthful, superoxide dismutase, also known as SOD, not available in any other food, and your body stops making it after the age of 30. What does it do? Protect your mitochondria from free radical damage. Algae has the highest concentration of that. So it has very specialized antioxidants that are very healing and not available in any other food. And on top of that, it has 40 vitamins and minerals. It has all the minerals. It has all your electrolytes. It has the highest Bs in the world. It has vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E. I didn't bring my nutrient profile, but I show it to people and it's like, are you kidding? You know, do you put all that in there? And I say, no, it's just there naturally. We just grow it very carefully to preserve the nutrients, and we dry it very carefully so nothing is damaged. But it's Mother Nature, because most people wouldn't know this, but algae, spirulina, which is a cyanobacteria, spirulina is not even a plant. It is a bacteria, has no cilious wall, was the first life on Earth almost 4 billion years ago. You can only be the first life once. And from it, after it was growing for 1 billion years, it released oxygen because it was creating ATP. And then there was oxygen on Earth for other life forms to grow. But the cyanobacteria that started was a single cell organism, an anaerobic cell. It's called endosymbiotic theory. And guess what? That cyanobacteria, like spirulina, evolved to become our mitochondria.
Cyanobacteria were the first life on Earth.
Yes.
Spirulina specifically?
Not specifically, but it is a cyanobacteria. Actually, I don't know it, it could be.
I weren't around back then.
But more importantly, as more and more people learn about how to be healthy, you'll find that all roads lead to your mitochondria. They are what generate what's called cellular energy, ATP. And cellular energy is what fuels everything in your body, your neurotransmitters, your lymphatic system, your heartbeat, your lungs. Without cellular energy, you aren't alive. And so the thing that makes cellular energy, which is called mitochondria, is the most important thing to keep you alive, to keep you healthy, to prevent heart disease, prevent any kind of illness. And spirulina protects your mitochondria.
I love the conviction that the algae is the answer. You must be scratching your eyes that this isn't like widely adopted in every kitchen.
I know. And I've been at this for 14 years now. And people say, well, how did you even get involved with this? And I was just minding my own business. I had an MBA. I was doing international business. I had a career that I liked. And 15 years ago, my younger sister developed breast cancer, and my life came to a screeching halt because that's a very frightening diagnosis. Fortunately, and this was in Canada because I'm Canadian, her oncologist, who happened to be a woman, told her she should change her diet to an alkaline diet because it would help with her healing. Mm. Now, doctors are notorious for not knowing anything about nutrition. So the fact that her oncologist would give her this nutritional advice was mind-blowing. But then she didn't tell her what an alkaline diet was or why it was good for her. So my younger sister called me, and I knew nothing about nutrition, but I'm a very good researcher. So I said, I have no idea what this alkaline diet stuff is, but I will find out.
Yeah.
And I did. It was a plant-based diet because of the chlorophyll and the phytonutrients that build your immune system. And chemotherapy is well known for making, you know, damaging your immune system. So nonetheless, she changed her diet. She went through chemo. She completely healed. And in the process, I started researching more about plant-based nutrition, which led me to algae, the most alkaline, nutrient-dense plant in the world, a multi-billion-dollar industry, that's with a B, agricultural crop in Asia, where they have been taking it every day for 60 years. But nobody in America knows about it. Oh, and also, I forgot to mention, there's 100,000 studies documenting the health benefits of spirulina and chlorella.
Good.
That's a big number. We're not talking a couple of studies. 100,000 collectively over the last 75 years showing that the nutrients in the different algae, spirulina, chlorella, do amazing things like reduce inflammation, prevent Alzheimer's, prevent heart disease, kill cancer cells, improve your digestion, improve your skin. I mean, the list is endless.
Yeah, those are some claims. I'm sure we'll review in some of the literature.
Yeah.
But I'd love to talk about how spirulina and algae has made its way into our health system and how you think it can.
Yeah.
Spirulina is one that I've seen show up a couple of times.
Yeah.
And acai bowls, for example, they use it as a base.
Yeah.
It's used in a few different nutritional supplements. But I'm wondering, like in East Asia, how do they consume these microalgae? How do you consume these microalgae? Right. What options are available to you?
Well, they take it in this little tablet form. That's number one. So we just use the same form.
So like supplementation.
We recommend 10 of the spirulina tablets per day, usually in the morning, because spirulina satisfies your hunger and gives you energy and makes your mind more alert. Chlorella pulls out toxins and is good for repairing your body, and your body goes through a repair cycle when you sleep. But nonetheless, they take the tablets throughout the day. That's number one. Then they have powders. We don't sell powders, but there are powders available, and people mix them into their smoothie. But in Asia, because algae is everywhere, I mean, you can't ride your bicycle to work or to school without going by an algae farm. Here we go by, you know, a corn farm or a wheat farm or a tomato farm or raspberry patch or something. But algae is everywhere there.
They're growing it industrially.
Yes, yes, wow, yes. Okay. It's a huge crop there. So they put it in everything. You know, we put chia seed in things now to increase the protein content. We put other nuts and things, but they put algae in everything. And eventually it will come here. I mean, you can go to Italy and you can get pasta that's made with algae for the protein addition. So it will eventually make its way here as an ingredient.
Okay, good. I hope it does. And you mentioned that these two are microalgae, not the algae that grow in the sea. How many microalgae are there? Why did you come down to chlorella and spirulina as things that are going to save us, save our nutrition?
Well, there's about tens of thousands of microalgae. There's blue, green, red. But I didn't come up with this. As I said, microalgae, the two main microalgae that have been grown for mass consumption for almost 60 years are spirulina and chlorella. They're grown in, as I said, hydroponically, which is freshwater. We grow ours in triple filtered spring mountain water because that prevents any kind of microtoxins. But Japan, China, Korea, we grow ours in Taiwan. It's a huge agriculture crop. Whether you go to Target or Whole Foods or BJ's or, you know, or us at energybits.com, spirulina and chlorella are the two that you see pretty much everywhere. Spirulina is better known than chlorella.
Yes.
Chlorella started in Japan. And I don't even actually know. I think they evolved eventually into growing spirulina, but spirulina is grown in India, all over the world. It was grown 250 years ago in Mexico. The Aztecs used it as a main food source because, again, it has the highest protein in the world. The Africans have been growing it for centuries for the same reason. They grow it and they make it into patties and they just eat a big honking piece of spirulina.
Have you done that? How does something like that taste?
Yeah, I don't. Well, most people don't like the spirulina, our tablets, so they swallow them. The chlorella tastes better, or you can put sea salt on it or mix it with pistachio nuts or macadamia nuts as a trail mix. But I will admit, the only downside, I mean, I feel like I've got a child prodigy on my hand because, you know, spirulina is so nourishing and does so much so effortlessly in your body, but it doesn't taste very good. So you either have to have an acquired taste for it or you just swallow it. But the great thing is, it's not like fish oil where you have repeats. I can't take fish oil because I'll be freaking burping up fish oil for hours.
Yeah, everyone hates that.
Once you take this, it's down and it stays down, which is one of the reasons, in fact, when we first started 14 years ago, I had a number of runners on my team. And so they were giving samples to their friends who were bloggers. So the bloggers who were runners started writing about our products. And then marathoners found out about it. And then triathletes found out about it. And then Olympic athletes. And the thing is, the athletes love the spirulina because it gives them energy and gives them focus and does not upset their stomach. You can take this on an empty stomach. A lot of people, including myself, can't take supplements on an empty stomach. It makes me feel nauseous.
Right.
This never does that.
Because it's a food item. Right.
And so the athletic community love this. And so if you're a triathlete or a marathon, you would take 30 before a race and then take, it comes in little pouches. I forgot to bring some, but you can tuck a couple of these in your shorts. And then after an hour, take another 15 and no stomach distress ever because there's no caffeine, chemicals or sugar, which is what's causing that stomach distress. And it's instant absorption because it's a bacteria. And then they take the chlorella afterwards because it pulls out toxins. It's the detoxing algae, the recovery bits. And one of the toxins it pulls out is lactic acid. So your muscles aren't as sore, but it's most better known for pulling out heavy metals, lead, mercury, radiation, aluminum, which is a big issue.
Okay, very good.
So then in Asia, they take it in tablet form, they take it in powder, they put it in everything.
And they're getting high quantities of it in these like algae burgers that you mentioned.
Well, they probably make algae burgers. I know in Africa they make algae burgers, but I don't know. They probably do in Asia too, yeah.
And you mentioned fish oil as an example. How much of this do you need to take in the literature per day in order to get some of the benefits that you mentioned? Is it a whole jar? Is it one tablet?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Great question. Well, first of all, people don't realize that the supplements, the numbers on the supplements are so high. Why? Because they are artificial. They're made from extracts, and your body can't recognize extracts. An example is ascorbic acid. Everyone thinks ascorbic acid is vitamin C. No, vitamin C actually has over 200 components to it, of which ascorbic acid is one. So when you only give your body part of something, it doesn't know how to absorb it efficiently. So it's not very bioavailable. And I tell people it's sort of like going to work with just your shoes on. Like, where's the rest of the clothes? When you have food, your body recognizes it because it has all the other components that are necessary for bioavailability. So you can't really compare a supplement in the high numbers with the numbers that you find for those nutrients in algae. Our numbers are quite a bit lower, but our absorption is 100% higher. It's literally 99% bioavailable, particularly spirulina, which gets absorbed. So when you come to compare things like omega-3, it actually doesn't have a lot of omega-3. It has a lot of other essential fatty acids. There's one called GLA, which stands for gamma-linolenic acid, which technically is an omega-6. And people go, oh, omega-6, and rightfully so, because seed oils are generally omega-6, and they're very inflammatory, partly because they've been heated with a high heat, and that makes them even more inflammatory. But we're one of the few companies that do not use high heat to dry our algae. So things like GLA, which is a really important essential fatty acid. Why? because the only other place that has more of it than spirulina is mother's breast milk. Now, Mother Nature wouldn't put something into mother's breast milk unless it was necessary. And what does GLA do for the baby? It helps develop their brain because their brain expands and doubles or triples in size in the first couple of years. So GLA is a very important nutrient, a very important essential fatty acid for brain health. And so it's also very high in concentration in the spirulina, not so much in the chlorella. So because it's not heated, it behaves like an omega-3 and engages with the body like it would an omega-3. That's why I was so interested in learning more about our algae in particular.
Yeah.
Why does it work so well? Why do people get nourished? We're asking how many to take. So
yes.
10 tablets of spirulina in the morning would be enough to fill all your nutritional gaps. Each one of these tablets, it doesn't matter which one you take, each one has the same nutrition as an entire plate of vegetables, right there.
One of those tablets.
One plate of vegetables, because this is like 3/4 of a pound of vegetables.
I'm going to take one too.
I just had a plate of vegetables, right there. I call
Are
this.
You chew it?
I chewed mine because I like to chew it.
Tastes like vegetables.
It tastes like green. It tastes a bit like a nut.
That's not bad.
It's dry. It's not terrible. It tastes much better when you put sea salt on it.
If I chew that spirulina one, will I spit it out?
Yeah, you probably won't like that one. This is the future of fast food. Everyone lives a very fast-paced life. They go to fast food because it's convenient, because we're stressed, because we don't have time to nourish ourselves with proper meals. I get that. But you don't have to eat bad fast food. Well, they manipulate the flavors.
There's the dopamine.
If you're stuck in between traffic or in between meetings and you can't get to a proper healthy food, I have the answer for you. Spirulina in particular will satisfy your hunger, and you can swallow those. So if you can swallow water in 10 seconds or 1 second, you can get the nourishment you need. 30 would be like a meal replacement. Mm-hmm. And those people, by the way, who are even on Ozempic or Wegovy, I was just at a metabolic health summit, and I was interviewing a lot of practitioners who have patients who are taking Ozempic. And of course, they're not eating because it kills their appetite.
Yes.
But your body constantly is rebuilding itself. So that means that your cells daily are not getting the nourishment they need to replenish themselves. And this one particular practitioner, her patient was thrilled because in 1 month she lost 20 pounds. But they did a BMI and found out it wasn't 20 pounds of fat.
Yeah, a lot of people are losing bone and
muscle. It was 20 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
This is a problem, and this is across the board. And so because algae has the highest concentration of protein in the world, whether you are on Ozempic or not, this will protect your body, your bones, your muscles, and particularly if you're an athlete, from muscle loss. It will satisfy your hunger. There's zero carbs, so I like to do intermittent fasting. I haven't had anything today.
Same.
And I'll take
my first
these,
meal of the day,
yeah,
my first plate of vegetables.
These do not interfere. There's zero carbs. They do not decrease your ketones. They do not increase your glucose. We've done tests that shows it's all in the literature. I was on another podcast with Dr. Mindy Peltz. She wrote a book called Fast Like a Girl. She highly recommends our algae tablets for people for fasting or on a keto diet. Because the great thing is, whether you're on keto or fasting, when you first try it, you know, you're hungry, you're hangry. And so you don't have to go through any of that. And this keeps you in your fasted state without any of this discomfort.
I actually love this as a supplement for people who are on Ozempic and they don't want to eat. They don't have appetites and they're going entire days, because that's when you see some of the worst side effects of that medication.
Yeah.
People losing their bone, losing their muscle, losing their energy. They get sick and immunocompromised. Wow. Adding something nutrient dense that doesn't feel like you're eating a big meal,
right,
I think could be an awesome solution.
Well, I actually met someone, and I didn't get her contact information, who works with Ozempic. And I said, we got to work with you guys, because 1 calorie per tablet, if you're concerned about it, and it gives you that satiation, but not the stuffed full feeling.
Yeah.
But it will nourish you, protect your muscle mass, protect your bones because of the high protein. We have some doctors who are insisting on their patients taking this when they are taking Ozempic. And if we can get this out to the community that are taking Ozempic, and it's just exploding. Even I think Oprah even takes Ozempic now. So whether you're on the medication or not, this is so nourishing. This is like Mother Nature's Ozempic, because it kills your appetite, but it doesn't cause any, there's no side effects.
Do they both kill your appetite, or one more than the other?
Spirulina much more. This chlorella is more of a wellness detoxing algae.
Got it.
Builds your immune system, pulls out toxins, and heals your gut. Spirulina is a nourishing, hunger satiating, because it has higher protein, higher essential fatty acids, and it gets into your system faster because there's no cellulose wall. So it's really the the satiety algae.
So say I buy in to spirulina is the godsend. It does everything that you say it does. And I start taking spirulina every day. What should my protocol be when on spirulina? You said wake up, take 10. What should I feel? What should I expect? Yeah. How should I take it throughout the day?
Yeah. Well, 10 will get you out the door in seconds and cut your appetite for a little while and give you a little perk me up. I tell people it gives you energy. We call it energy bits because it's energizing, but it's not a stimulant. There's caffeine, chemicals, and sugar. Those are stimulants. Stimulants speed up the movement of molecules, and you generally have a rush and a crash. The analogy I make is like putting a stimulant is like putting paper on a fire. You get a burst of flame, and then it dies down.
Yeah, it feels really good.
It feels
good. And then it doesn't.
And then it doesn't, until it doesn't, right? It feels good until it doesn't. Algae is like putting a log on the fire. Very steady. You almost won't even notice it if you take it. And you'll think, well, this stuff isn't working, except you could take more. And if you don't notice anything, you should take more. It's steady Eddie. No drama with algae. It's absolutely no drama. And you will notice it if you take it before you do a workout, because you'll be able to run further or faster or lift more or lift longer, and you won't even notice it. Until
so another 10 before the gym.
If you're doing a strenuous workout, yeah. 30. A lot of people take 10 in the morning, and then at the 2 o'clock kind of point where they're tired, they take another 10. We fuel NHL teams and they put 75 of spirulina in their smoothie before a game because they need energy for those fast spurts on the ice and the mental acuity. And then they take 75 of the chlorella after the game to pull out the lactic acid. So it's food. So some people need one egg to feel satiety. Some have four. Take as few or as many as you want. We had one woman who was anemic. She took 2 and she went for a workout. She said she had the best workout of her life. You know, I wouldn't generally suggest 2. You really won't make. But again, remember, there's enough nourishment in one tablet equal to an entire plate of vegetables. And that's using the quote from NASA that 1 gram of algae has the same nutrition as 1,000 grams of
that's amazing. And very interesting to me as an entrepreneur, someone who focuses on high performance.
Right.
I've taken some crazy stuff to try and get like my performance.
Bugs.
bugs. I've injected myself with like Russian peptides like C-Max, NAD+. To see if I could get that stimulant feeling, the clarity without reaching for something like Adderall. So I'm very curious to see what that effect with spirulina is. Have you noticed that a lot of entrepreneurs are using this? What are they reporting?
I love it. And so I'm an entrepreneur, obviously. I couldn't live without this. And my mental acuity, and you know, I'm probably certainly twice your age. And I don't want to say 3 times your age, but nobody believes how old I am. As an entrepreneur, you know, you're busy, you're multitasking, you have long days. They should probably be taking 30 a day to keep your energy high and your mental acuity high. And by the way, if you have a health condition of any kind, whether you had cancer, have cancer, heart disease, the therapeutic dose is 30 for sure, 30 tablets.
All at the same time or split up throughout the day?
Well, you'll get more impact. You'll feel it more if you take them at one time. So
great.
And it's really, they're so tiny. We call them bits because they're bits of nutrition. Came up with a saying, I've got this little shirt, you know, love you to bits. We call it algae love because it loves your body to death. It gives you all the nutrition that you need, all of the cellular energy. And the way I describe cellular energy is again, it fuels everything in your body. And, you know, think if you were having a dinner party and you had 100 people, but you only had one pie. So everybody would just get the little tiniest sliver of pie and nobody would be very happy.
Right.
Well, if your mitochondria, or as you get older, they die and they get damaged and they're responsible for cellular energy. So they have to divvy out the little bits of cellular energy to all the body parts. And so
my NAD plus injections every morning.
So nobody's very happy. Nothing's working really well. So taking spirulina, which heals the mitochondria so they can grow better, they can grow stronger, they can start to repopulate, it's like having 100 pies. Now everybody gets what they want. Everybody gets the cellular energy. Everything works better. You can literally turn your health around when you start to have more cellular energy. Because if you don't, it's like if you don't plug your cell phone in, you know it's not going to work the next day. Well, if you don't look after your mitochondria and you do that by giving it things like spirulina and chlorella, eventually it's like having your cell phone die. And I compare your body to a building. Your cells are like the offices, and in the offices you have light. And when the lights go out, you know, when somebody doesn't put a new light bulb in, you know, it's really hard to do the work. In your body, the lights are the mitochondria. And so unfortunately, as we get older, the lights go out and it's harder for your body and your cells to do any work because the lights are out.
Mitochondria are important. I feel like nowadays people who are passionate about nutrition hear from everyone that this heals your mitochondria, that heals your mitochondria. Is there something in the scientific literature that references that?
50,000 scientific papers.
Okay. Yeah.
25,000 scientific papers that talk about the healing properties of this nutrient called superoxidismutase, also known as SOD. Yep. 25,000. That's hard to argue with. The problem is you can't get superoxidismutase from any food except algae.
Right.
So
I'm sure you have
a
science page on your website or something like that.
We have some. I personally have about 3,000 links because as a chief scientific officer,
yeah.
I have to research all this.
Right.
I don't say anything if I don't have the scientific paper.
Yeah. So I was like to encourage my audience to go read into the literature, dive deeper into
these
things for yourself.
Yeah, there's something called PubMed. And if you Google something and you put scientific or Google Scholar, it will lead you to this place called PubMed. Vast majority of scientific papers are available at no charge.
Yeah, that's what we use.
In years ago, you had to be part of a university to get access to this information. And somebody in their wisdom made most of the information available. It's not all available, but most of it is. People from all around the world can do their own research. So I call myself a citizen scientist.
Good.
Because
everybody should be.
Because I have spent 14 years researching algae, and I am working on getting my PhD this year. I'm doing that to give people comfort in what I have taught myself. But anybody can be a citizen scientist, but it takes time because if your background isn't science like mine wasn't, you have to cross-reference things over and over and over again to start understanding how things, like there's something called the electron transport chain, which I know intimately well now, but the first time I heard it, like, what the heck is that?
Yeah, now you're diving into the mitochondria, way inside.
Yeah.
It's very
cool. That's why when I was at this medical conference, it was sort of with my people because
yeah.
they have their MDs and PhDs, but I understand their language now.
So when I'm evaluating, trying something new in nutrition or in health, I'm usually looking at what is the potential upside and what is the risk profile.
Right.
And I believe wholeheartedly that this has a very low risk profile. Is there any downside to taking commercial algae products like this one? Are there risks?
And also you asked me earlier how quickly you would notice it, and I realized I didn't answer the question. So with spirulina, you'll notice it within half an hour. You're just more awake. You're not hungry. But the chlorella, because it's a preventative algae, wellness algae, you won't really notice it as much. Although if you take it after you drink alcohol, you will be stone sober in an hour and a half and you will never have a hangover. So that you will notice.
Really?
Yep. Works every time, but you need to take 30.
I'll take a whole bottle.
We've had people tell us they saved their bachelorette party in Vegas because they were the only ones taking it. No, it's unbelievable what this stuff does.
I will be trying that for sure.
But make sure you take 30. So the downside. So here's the thing. Like anything in life, there's high quality product and lower quality product.
Yes.
Whether you're talking shoes, handbags, houses, it doesn't matter what it is. So we're known as being, you know, the highest or certainly one of the highest quality algae companies because of the ways that we grow the algae. Because I tell people, growing algae isn't like growing broccoli. It's more like, you know, growing wine. And the production process in the wine is what determines so much of the outcome and how it tastes and all that sort of stuff. So with algae, many, many companies, they usually sell thousands of other or hundreds of other supplements. We only sell algae. That's it. And so I'm very deep in knowing, I'm considered the algae expert, nutrition expert in North America, and I've been on like 275 podcasts.
Amazing.
So number one, we have gone to extra lengths to preserve the quality. Mother Nature came up with algae, spirulina, chlorella, and other ones. So I can't take claim for that. But what I will say is that we grow it so carefully that we protect you from having toxins or metals, and also we preserve some nutrients that aren't available in some of the other algae. For example, that superoxidismutase that has 25,000 studies documenting how it prevents you from heart disease and all these other illnesses. Well, it's an enzyme, and enzymes are deactivated by high heat, 114 degrees Fahrenheit. So most of the lower price algae companies use high heat because they need to get to market quickly because they're lower price, so they have to sell more. Well, that you just immediately eliminate that ability for that antioxidant to work because now it's deactivated. So we protect the nutrients. Same with the blue pigment in spirulina. It's called phycocyanin. You would never have heard of phycocyanin before. Why would you? It's spelled phycocyanin. And I'm spelling it so that you will Google it and find out that what I'm telling you is truth, because it has been proven to kill cancer cells. That's pretty important too. But once again, it's deactivated by high heat. So we preserve that capability. The chlorella, it has a hard cell wall, and so it has to be cracked at production. The original way that all the chlorella was cracked, and almost everybody does that except us, is they tumble it with glass beads. So it would physically bump up into the glass beads and be cracked, except the glass heats up and lead from the glass now leaks into the chlorella. Mm. Well, you usually take chlorella to remove heavy metals. You certainly don't want to be putting it into your body, but that's what happens. So when I started the company, I learned about that. So we have a different technique. We pass our chlorella through a sound chamber, and it's the vibrations that crack the chlorella. So there's no heat and no lead. And somebody from California said, oh, your algae has good vibrations.
That's fun.
That was pretty funny. So we do things that go the extra mile. Plus, we do third-party lab tests here in the United States at an FDA-approved lab. I'm the only company that I'm aware of that does that, because we sell through doctor's offices. There are no heavy metals, that the nutrients are what we say they are. And we do another set of labs to prove there are no microtoxins and BMA. So like anything, you need to be cautious about where you get your supply from. But if you buy it from us, spirulina has zero contraindications. In Japan, they give this to newborns if they can't digest breast milk and would die. They've tried everything. And I found that spirulina's amino acid profile and almost the entire nutrient profile is almost identical to mother's breast milk. So that explained why it was keeping the babies alive. So our spirulina is safe enough for newborns, pets, teenagers, kids, grandparents. There's more nourishment probably in one of those tablets than they probably have had all week. And older people, they have compromised digestive tracts. They can't absorb very well. They can't digest very well. They're not eating vegetables. Kids hate vegetables. I know most men don't like vegetables. The arguments at the dinner table can go away if you give your kids and your significant other, you know, 5 or 10 tablets a day, you know, problem solved.
Could replace feeding your kids vegetables. Wow. What about if I took too much? You mentioned some professional hockey teams are taking 75 at a time. If I were to take this 360, would I turn blue? What would happen?
Your poop would be green. And nothing would happen. It would be a lot for your digestion. Animals, like I said, absolutely love this. And I've probably had hundreds of...
My dog is very picky.
Okay, well, I'm confident they will like this.
The chlorella, you think he'll eat?
Either one of them.
Come here, bud.
We've had people with pets, lap pets, who they tasted the algae and then the person left the algae on the bag on the table, and the dog ate the entire bag of 1,000 tablets for a little lap-sized dog.
Oh, wow.
And they would call in a panic.
He must have had some green poopy.
And I just said, no, they'll be fine. Their poop will just be a little green. They might, you know, have diarrhea for a while.
Okay, the little one ate the tablet. The big one did not.
He's
the pickier of the two.
Okay, which one did you give him?
The chlorella.
I'll give him let's try the spirulina.
I think I'll eat that one.
But, well, that's really interesting, because most dogs and cats will absolutely go crazy over it. So there's no contraindications. Now, with the chlorella, because it pulls out toxins, including metals, vaccines have metals in them. Occasionally, there are some medications with metals in them. So we just say take the chlorella 2 hours either before or after medication. But other than that, same thing. No contraindications. It's just the healthiest, purest food. I tell people it's the way food used to be.
All right. I'm excited to start trying it, especially to get my focus and my energy levels there.
Spirulina, energy bits. That's why we call it energy bits. Yeah.
Yeah. For those listening, energy bits.
Yes.
Where can they go and buy these things? And is this an expensive thing to add to your nutritional routine?
The best value is our large bags of 1,000 tablets. Normally $130, but we have a 20% discount code for your community.
Mentors.
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 So
discount code mentors.
About $104. But what I want you to know is I took that quote from NASA that said 1 gram of algae has the same nutrition as